Welcome to another episode of Magic with Zuby. My name is Zuby, and this is part two of Build a Booster Deck Eldritch Moon Edition. Go ahead and sit back, relax, and enjoy the episode. Alec and I finish up the rest of the booster deck. It took a lot longer than I realized, so that's why I split the episode into two. And yeah, just enjoy. And before we begin, I've got some ads to read here. And let's hope I can get through these ads without messing it up once. But knowing me, I probably won't. This episode is featured on LegitMTG.com. LegitMTG.com not only has some really well-written articles, but also offers free shipping on all orders over $2 or more. Do you ever get tired of going to other sites and just have to buy some cheap singles, and shipping costs more than what you're buying? No more. Any order over $2 or more has free shipping at LegitMTG.com. Next one. This week's episode is brought to you by Horizon Datasys, makers of Rollback RX. Do you ever wish you could take your PC back in time and restore to a pristine state? Rollback RX not only allows you to bring your machine back to any point in time, but it's a great way to recover from a bad driver update, viruses, or even a botched installation. Horizon Datasys doesn't tend to discount their product often, as they know it's going to save you hundreds of dollars in recovering your PC. But for listeners of Magic with Zuby, they provided us an exclusive discount. Visit https://go.gl/DIBVAF for 25% off Rollback RX. And as usual, I will go ahead and tweet out that link. And last but certainly not least, Five Color Combo is a great resource to find custom tokens, playmats, or other accessories, and learn more about Magic the Gathering and keeping up with the latest news and strategies. They've also developed the premier app for getting better at limited called Magic Drafting. Go to fivecolorcombo.com today or click on the links in the description to check it out. Damn it! I almost didn't screw it up. Screwed up at the very end. I was just like... So I'll get it. One of these times I'll get it. Now, I know a lot of other maybe podcasters like to do it all professional, but you know, I want you guys to experience the genuine me that cannot read at all or pronounce things at all ever. So the Magic with Zuby podcast can be found on the following: iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, mtgcast.com. If you wish to email Magic with Zuby, send us a message at mtgzuby@gmail.com. Magic with Zuby is also on Facebook at facebook.com/Magic with Zuby, as well as Twitter at Magic with Zuby. So let's go ahead and get on the show and enjoy it. Our next card is Primal Druid. 1 green, human druid. When Primal Druid dies, you may search your library for a basic land card, put in the battlefield tapped, then shuffle your library.
Here we go, ramping. Here we go.
I know, that's my first thought as well. Shit, I mean, just make a really basic ramp deck out of that one.
Yeah.
Red-green ramp. I mean, what I did before, when I came across a card like that where it was just really easy to build a deck, I just sort of skipped over it because it's...
I think we can skip over this one. This one is one that, I mean, there's nothing else that you're going to put this card in, right?
Not like, that I can think of.
Even if you built some kind of weird sacrifice deck with this for value, you're still just ramping. So you're still just going to build a ramp shell around it.
Yeah. I mean, I would put this in red-green ramp, and if I had to play it, yeah, just red-green ramp.
Yeah. I don't think we need to spend any more time on that card at all.
Yeah. All right. Let's go to the next one.
Alrighty.
Okay. Next one is probably going to say this wrong because I can't pronounce half of these cards. Skurzdag Supplicant.
Skurzdag is right.
You want to read what it does?
Yeah, let me pull her up here. Skurzdag Supplicant. It is 2 black. For a human cleric, that's a 2/3. It says black, tap, discard a card, each player loses 2 life. Now, this card is very good in limited. I really enjoy this card in limited a lot. In an aggressive... I've been drafting this card and putting the aggressive black-red vampires around it.
Okay.
Just because you get some sweet madness synergy with the discard, and you can get some pretty big creatures... I mean, we all know madness. You can get pretty big creatures at a pretty discounted price for that. And a lot of the vampires are pretty sweet with madness, so that's what I've been drafting around it. I don't know if that's the direction we want to take this, but what's your first thought when you see this card?
God, I'm trying to think here. Well, no, because it's when you discard a card, each player loses 2 life. Is there anything right now that when something hits the graveyard, it can affect the player? No, because you're discarding it from your hand.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like a when it dies trigger.
Yeah.
It actually has to be discarded from your hand. I mean, the only things I can think of are madness.
Yeah, we might have to go madness with this.
Yeah. I think so, because it's just a repeatable... I mean, it's a good repeatable madness outlet. And it is also... We got to keep in mind, this card is aggressive as hell. Because even though it's each player loses 2 life, so you're getting pinged for 2 alongside this thing. You and your opponent are taking 2 every time you activate Supplicant. So we want to be aggressive. We want to be smacking him in the face so his life total is lower than ours when we start activating Supplicant.
Yeah, so I'm not too familiar with the madness kind of builds. What are some other good madness? I know Fiery Temper is a good madness card.
Fiery Temper is good. I'm just going to do a quick search for madness here. I think we're going to have to be black-red, because I don't think any of the blue madness cards are going to help us be as aggressive as the black-red ones will.
Okay.
We've got Fiery Temper. We've got... Let's see, I don't really like...
Well, there's Alms of the Vein. 2 and a black sorcery. Target opponent loses 3 life and you gain 3 life. Oh, I think, it's dropped off the call here.
Oh,
you came back?
There we go.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't know if I was saying anything when you dropped off.
No, you weren't. Or I didn't hear you if you were.
Oh, okay. Well, no, I just pulled up Alms of the Vein. Target opponent loses 3 life and you gain 3 life in a madness of 1 black.
Okay.
We could try that. I mean, that sets off the...
That offsets
the life loss.
Yeah, I like that. And if we're being aggressive anyway, I mean, that seems fine. What about what about a Blood Hall Priest?
Blood Hulk? Oh, Blood Hall Priest.
Yeah.
See, when Blood Hall Priest enters the battlefield or attacks, you have no cards in hand. Blood Hall Priest deals 2 damage to a creature or player in madness of... Yeah, that could be good.
I mean, because I'm thinking we're probably just going to be... I mean, if we're madnessing this hard, we're going to be dumping our hand pretty quick, aren't we?
Oh, yeah.
So...
Heir of the Falcon Rift?
Yes. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. All day long.
Love that card. You know, I... Just a little off tangent. I'm always really, really surprised that when I get that card passed to me in draft.
I don't think people realize how good that card really is.
I mean, unless something... last time I drafted, that card got passed to me, and it had to have been like pick 4 or 5 at that point. And I'm just like, are you serious, everybody? I mean, I know it was the last pack of... Because, you know, with Shadows being the last pack, but it's just sort of, why not hate draft that, you know?
Well, I will say this. Its value has gone down slightly just because Madness is not a thing. As big of a thing as it was previously.
Oh, it's not? I haven't. No. I've only done a few Eldritch Moon drafts. I haven't.
Yeah, Madness is not nearly as good as it was just because you're not getting a you're not getting a whole bunch of Fiery Tempers anymore or anything like that. So
Madness isn't
quite as good and limited as it used to be. But even so, I mean, it's basically just a Delver of Secrets. So it's a damn fine card. It doesn't matter if you're playing Madness or not. So I still don't know why people are undervaluing it, but you do have to be aggressive. I mean, it's not a sit back on your hands card. You want to be aggressive when you draft that card. So,
if we're going to be going aggressive, let me see here.
If we're going to be going aggressive, I think we need to play Incorrigible Youths.
Which one?
Incorrigible Youths.
Oh, okay. Here we go.
3 and 2 red, but Madness for 2 and a red for a haste 4/3.
So maybe 3 of them?
Yeah, I think so.
What about Asylum Visitor?
I don't have any problems with Asylum Visitor. I like that card quite a bit, actually.
Yeah, 1 and a black at the beginning of each player's upkeep. If that player has no cards in hand, you draw a card and you lose 1 life. So I'm definitely okay with that, and Madness of 1 and a black.
Yeah, its Madness cost is the same as its converted mana cost, so you're not getting any extra value there. But, I mean, since we're just trying to dump our hand pretty much as quick as possible anyway, I don't see any problem with that at all.
Yeah. So we're a little heavy into the black right now. We do have the double red, but we're hopefully only going to cast it for 1 red.
We're only casting that sucker for 1 red. I mean, with Air of Falcon Wrath plus the Skurstag Supplicant, I don't think that we're going to have any trouble activating Madness.
Do we want Abbot of Carol Keep to help us dig some more?
I don't hate it.
I mean, I know it exiles a top card, and if we can't play it, it goes to waste, but
the problem is I don't think Abbot synergizes very well with Madness.
Okay.
I don't think it's a good aggressive card, but I think it's a better aggressive card when you're playing a bunch of burn spells or stuff that you can just fire off. We're not going to be doing a whole lot of firing off unless we're discarding it from our hand.
Yeah. Oh, and that just reminds me, perfect card, Collective Brutality, since the Escalate is discard a card.
Mm-hmm. I do like that.
I'll get 4 of those in there. And that could also offset the life loss, too.
I mean, that's going to be pretty key for us here, is to be aggressive while still offsetting the life loss that we get from Skurstag Supplicant.
Yeah, what else could we do?
Let's see, most of our creatures are vampires right now, right?
Yeah.
Well, let's see.
Yeah, are there any good vampire? Any other good vampire cards?
We got Blood Mad Vampire, which is a very aggressive card. Actually, that one's not very good. Actually, let's not do that one. We could go kind of funny and play 1 or 2 copies of Stencia Masquerade.
Stencia Masquerade? What's that? Attacking creatures you control at first strike.
And if it's a vampire, or whenever a vampire deals combat damage to a player, put a +1/+1 counter on it.
That would definitely help on our aggressive. I don't know if I'd want any more than 1 or 2, though.
Yeah. Maybe actually, that might just be a sideboard card, even. I don't even think that's really a main deckable card.
Yeah, because we want to focus on killing as fast as we can.
How do we feel about Olivia Mobilized for 1?
Well, let me pull her up. I won't remember what she does. Read what she does.
She is 1 black and a red for a 3/3 flying vampire knight. that says whenever another creature enters the battlefield under your control, you may discard a card. If you do, put a +1/+1 counter on that creature. It gains haste until end of turn and becomes a vampire in addition to its other types.
It's not bad. I mean, I definitely like it.
I mean, she's just going to be, you know, basically she gives us another discard outlet for madness, and she's pumping every creature that we play. So, I like her. I like her a lot, actually.
Yeah, and do we want to do Draena, Liberator of Malakir, at all? Maybe like a one or two of?
I think I like a two of for that.
Okay. What other vampires can we look at?
Well, I mean, if we want another good stat line madness creature, there's Twins of Maurer Estate.
What about Falcon Wrath Gorger that gives all vampire cards madness?
Oh. Yeah. I forgot about him.
You do four of those, just four creatures. Here, hold on 1 second here, okay?
Okay.
Alright, I'm gonna pause it.
As they are wont to do.
Okay. Alright, I'm back to recording now. Alright, yeah, I put four Falcon Wrath Gorger in there.
Yeah, I like it. I like that a lot. What are we...
We're at 27 creatures right now.
This is where I get hung up whenever I try to build a madness deck. What do we think our land count should be? Because if we're getting madness, then all of our expensive stuff is going to be cheap as dirt. But our curve looks higher than it normally would be. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I see what you mean. What about 22 land?
I think I like that. We're going to need to make a couple cuts.
Yeah, that puts us at 61.
So we need to make exactly one cut. We could cut one Blood Hall Priest.
Yeah, we could. Puts us at 26 creatures, 4 Fiery Tempers, 4 Alms of the Veins, and 2 collected or 4 Collective Brutalities.
Yeah. I like this. This seems pretty solid.
Yeah, it'd be a fun deck to try.
I've been looking to try some kind of a vampire build because it seems like there should be one out there.
Yeah, unfortunately, yeah, it's just when it comes to aggressive decks, there's just a lot better options right now.
Yeah, well, I mean, if you're playing an aggressive deck, there's like maybe. There's two decks that are just so dominant.
I know. All right, so for land base, 4 Foreboding Ruins, 4 Smoldering Marsh.
Yeah, I think just pretty much the same land base that we had on our last black-red deck would be good.
Yeah, 2 Evolving, and then I'll just put the rest Swamp and 6 Swamp and 6 Mountain, just for simplicity.
Seems fine to me.
And we can call this... I don't know.
Angry Bloodsuckers.
Angry Bloodsuckers, I like that.
Just for the madness vampires. Angry Bloodsuckers.
Alright, the next card we got here. All right, Spontaneous Mutation. Costs 1 blue, enchantment aura, has flash. Enchanted creature gets -X/-O, where X is the number of cards in your graveyard.
Oh boy.
That's a pretty shit card.
This is going to be really hard to build around.
God, I mean... It could be a shit replacement in Mono Blue Brains.
Yeah.
I'm even trying to think of what you'd want to be doing in it.
I have no idea. This is like a... This card goes in like a self mill control deck? I don't even know, dude. This is terrible. This card is really bad. Surprisingly good and limited, but this card is really bad to build around.
Could it go in our prison deck? Hold on, let me take a look at the prison deck list. Well, no, because I wouldn't expect there to be a lot of stuff in our graveyard. No, it wouldn't fit in there. Let me take a look at the other stuff we built. Nightmares, no, Simic Emerge? It possibly could go in the Simic Emerge, since
we are sacking for value a lot in that deck.
Yeah, I don't like it.
I mean, no, I don't, and really, I don't want to take anything out of that Simic Emerge deck to put this in there.
What else? It could be... God, you could build a shit sandwich on top of a shit mountain and still not even play this card.
What? Okay. I'm thinking off the wall here. What if it was a really shitty blue-red spells deck? Because you're going to fill your graveyard fast with a lot of cheap blue and red instants and sorceries, so that this thing gets decent value, but then it doesn't go there because it's not going to trigger anything that likes spells because it's an aura. Oh, this is terrible.
I mean, it could almost be, I can think of a mono blue similar to the prison deck, but shittier. Yeah, four of spontaneous mutation. You could do four claustrophobia, which is it taps the target creature and it doesn't untap. You do tightening coils, which gives the enchanted creature -6/-0 and loses flying. But then you just start making a bunch of the creatures all defenders, pretty much. So how do you win?
Okay. Hear me out. Starfield of Nyx.
Starfield of Nyx. Hold on. Let me read what that does again. I don't remember.
It's not pretty.
Oh, that's non-aura enchantments, though. At the beginning of your upkeep, you may
return... non-aura enchantments.
Oh, God, this is a bad card.
This is a really bad card.
Well, if we go the mono blue route, and you start making all your opponent's creatures basically defenders, or you just tap them, how do you win? Like, what's your...
I think you got to play like a Turbo Fog mill deck, maybe? Try to mill them out? Can this be a Startled Awake deck?
Startled Awake. Let me look that up again. Startled Awake. Two colorless, two blue. Target opponent puts top 13 cards of his or her library into his or her graveyard. And then you can pay 3 and 2 blue. Put Startled Awake from your graveyard onto the battlefield, transform, blah, blah, blah. And then it flips over to a 1-1.
It's a 1-1 with Skulk that when it hits, you bounce it back to your hand, so that way you can mill them for 13 again. It's just a repeatable mill effect. It's a really slow, really grindy way of killing somebody, but if we're just tapping all their shit and ordering down all their shit, this could be a way to win.
I mean, Well, like I said, I bring it back up before. It could be similar to Mono Blue Brains. Could get Engulf the Shore in there. Hold on. So let me start, like, actually adding cards here. God, this is going to be so bad. All right. Four Spontaneous Mutation. Oh, God.
It just feels bad to even say that.
I know. Could do Send to Sleep. Even though it's an instant, but, you know, you're going to get Spell Mastery pretty quickly.
This is true.
Claustrophobia. Four of that. Ugh, God, this is bad.
This is not pretty.
Engulf the Shore. I say two of those.
Uh-huh.
Could do Displacement Wave. I mean, the benefit, the auras do return back to your hand, wouldn't they?
No.
No, oh, they wouldn't?
No, they wouldn't. I don't think. Shit. Wait, is Displacement Wave...
Return all non-land permanents with converted mana cost X or less to their owner's
hand. Yeah, the auras would bounce back to your hand.
Could add two of that. I mean, if we're going to go fucking mill... And we need Sphinx's Tutelage.
Yeah, but that only hits up...
When you draw a card.
I think that only hits, when you draw a card.
I mean I don't think full Sphinx's Tutelage, but just another backup.
Sure.
Startled Awake. Four of those. God, this is bad. God.
What about...
Oh, God.
Okay. No, I got it. I got this.
Oh, shit. Your brain just went off.
I got this. Crush of Tentacles.
Okay. I like that.
Because our shitty card is... How much is it to cast? Single blue?
Single blue, yeah.
Single blue. So that does activate Surge, right?
Yep.
Okay, so we can Surge out Crush of... we're still just paying 6 mana, basically, to Crush of Tentacles.
But still. You get the 8-8
blue token. So we're getting the 8-8.
Yeah.
So what if this is just, like, the grindiest blue deck with Crush of Tentacles as our win con?
I'm okay with that. And then, as another win con, it could be that, shit, it's that one that Mono Blue Brains plays where all the instant and sorceries in your graveyard give you zombies.
Rise from the Tides, yeah. Well, I mean, that's not going to work with our auras. I mean, unless we just get away from the auras entirely and only play our shitty one as our only aura and do the rest as, you know, like counter spells and bounce spells and stuff like that.
I'm okay with that, because the rule is we have to have that card in the deck somewhere.
Yeah.
So what
if we play that as our only aura? Then we could play Rise from the Tides and all the tap stuff. Like, this is just Mono Blue Brains with one shitty card in it, right? That's basically what we're building here.
In a sense, Mono Blue Brains doesn't play Crush of Tentacles, though. I don't think it does.
No, I don't think it does either.
But we're playing it in ours, because I like it.
Okay. I like it, too.
And Startled Awake because we want a mill.
Sure. I mean, we don't even have to... I mean, Startled Awake is still an instant and or sorcery as well if we don't return it. So that feeds the Rise from the Tides.
Yep. We could do... Oh, let me see. I mean, if we're going to mainly be doing bounce stuff, we could do Pieces of the Puzzle. Reveal the top 5 cards of your library, put up to 2 instant or sorcery cards from among them into your hand and the rest into your graveyard. It is sorcery, though.
I don't hate that, but here's why I don't hate it. Because if we're playing Rise from the Tides, we want stuff in our graveyard anyway, right? And if we happen to mill over Startled Awake, we can just throw it in our graveyard and then return it as a 1/1 almost right away.
True.
So we got some good value there. Yeah, I don't hate that. I don't hate pieces of the puzzle at all.
And if we're going to go this route, we need brain in a jar.
Why not? Why not? Let's do it.
Yep, why not? We're going to get brain in jar. I just put two of them in there.
Well, I think we'd be a little bit insane to put one.
Yeah. I'm trying to think, what else?
We're already insane enough to try to build a deck around this stupid card. But, I mean...
What is it, like, Clutch Occurrence? That, yeah, one blue sorcery returned target creature to its owner's hand. It does have Awaken.
Yeah, the sorcery thing kind of... I don't like the sorcery part of it. I think we need some instants. That bounce. There's compelling deterrence. I mean, we're not playing any zombies, so we're not getting that part of the value out of it, but...
And it does return... I do like it. I'm going to add four of those. God, this is fucking shit, man. Oh, my God.
This is terrible. this is the deck that we build, and I'm like, no, this is the worst thing.
24 islands are going in here.
Kitty, do you need to be let out? Let me let my cat out real quick while you're putting the islands in there.
All right. Oh, God. This is just absolute shit. What else could go in here? We've got 55 cards. And, oh man, it's nothing but bullshit. So far, we've got two brain in a jar, four spontaneous mutation, four compelling deterrence, two engulf the shore, four send to sleep, 24 islands, four crush of tentacles, two displacement wave, three pieces of the puzzle, two rise from the tides, four startled awake. And there is a reason why that they don't make every single card constructed viable. Jeez. This is just bad. This is just all types of bad people. I don't even know what else to put. What else could we even put in here? Power 5 or greater.
I swear to God, I don't understand cats.
Oh, yeah, because they're bitches. That's all they are.
All right, so what do we got here? What do we got in this terrible, terrible deck?
So far, we've got 55 cards, two brain in a jar, four spontaneous mutation, four compelling deterrence, two engulf the shore, four send to sleep, four crush of tentacles, two displacement wave, three pieces of the puzzle, two rise from the tides, four startled awake.
So we still need... five cards.
You know, I don't even think I want the send to sleep anymore. No, I'd rather add two more displacement wave. Yeah, just for more bounce everything back.
Yeah.
Four compelling deterrence. There's gotta be some more.
What about counterspells? How do we feel about counterspells in this deck? Is that not really what we want to be doing? Are we just trying to, you know, like, bounce stuff and tap stuff down, or?
I mean, we could do four Void Shatter. I definitely like Void Shatter better than Scatter the Winds.
Yeah, I think, and Void Shatter is just a hard counter for everything, right?
Yeah, and it exiles the spell.
Yeah, I think I like that.
So we can do four, though. God, this is bad. All right, we've got 57 cards.
How many rides from the sides are we playing?
Two.
Yeah. Okay.
And then we could do put the rest clutch occurrence, or we could do
What if we play a single Jace?
Baby Jace or grown up Jace?
Grown up Jace. That way we can. It gives us a draw outlet, but then it also gives us a bounce, another bounce outlet.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't think Baby Jace is really where we want to be. I mean, Baby Jace lets us loot, which is nice for this deck, because that means we can dump some useless stuff into our graveyard.
Oh, well, you know, speaking of dumping stuff into the graveyard, we could do two Oath of Jace, where we draw three cards and discard two cards.
I don't hate that. I really don't.
And that would give us 60 cards.
Yeah, let's do that. I think I like that.
I hate this deck.
Oh, I do too. We could just burn this deck and pretend it never happened, because this is bad, man.
I'm calling this deck I Hate You.
This is one that I will not be trying.
I might try it because I'm sadistic because, that way.
Because you hate yourself that much.
Yeah, I'm a masochist.
Oh, Lord.
All right, this next card, actually, this could fit into our vampire deck. It's Stenzia Banquet. Colorless and a red. Stenzia Banquet deals damage to target opponent equal number of vampires you control. Draw a card.
Well, crap. Why didn't we put that in originally? That seems great.
This actually seems... I would think this would be more of a sideboard card than anything.
Yeah.
If we had to put it in. Cause,
I mean, you're not building anything besides a vampire's deck around this card, right?
Yeah.
It has to be a vampire deck.
Hold on, let me pull up our vampire deck again. Because everything that we have, as far as spells go, we'd want the target opponent. I mean, the only thing I could think of we could get rid of would be Alms of the Vein.
No, I like that one. A lot.
Yeah,
we could shave some numbers down on some of our creatures. Like, which creatures do we have four of in that vampire's deck?
Asylum Visitor, Falconwreath Gorger, Heir of Falconwreath, and Scourgedag Supplicant, which was the card we had to build around.
What if we shaved an Asylum Visitor and... I like having the four supplicants. What if we just had one copy of this card in our deck? As like a one piece of reach? Or is it that we have to have four copies of this card?
No, we don't have to have four copies.
What if it was just a one of piece of reach that we could use to maybe finish off a game in a board stall?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, that's basically what this card is good at, right? Is, like, I load it down with a bunch of vampires. You've got a nice four blockers I can't get through. So I'm going to use this to basically burn you out for those last couple points of damage.
Yeah, I see where you're going with that. Yeah, that'd be good. Really good backup spell.
Yeah.
And I just got rid of one Asylum Visitor and just added one and to our... Vampire deck. I think that's good. We don't need to go any further with it.
Ship it. I like it.
All right, here we go. Next one, Iron Rites Cleansing, if you want to read what it does.
Iron Rites Cleansing. I don't have... Let me pull it up.
Okay.
Iron Rites Cleansing. 2 and a white sorcery, exile target, artifact, or enchantment. Oh, this is a straight up sideboard card. Is there any way that we could possibly think of where this is a main deckable card in any deck?
No.
I think we just throw this in the sideboard of our prison deck, right?
Yeah, we could do that. Because this is the type of card you'd never want to play main board ever.
No, not unless we were on Mirrodin or somewhere where every deck is artifact heavy.
Yeah.
You're never playing this card main deck unless you know that you're going to be facing like all artifact decks.
Yeah. This is the sort of card that I think we need to move on to the next one and just say, yeah.
I think we can give ourselves a little bit of grace here, where if it is a strictly sideboard card like this one is, where it's just so narrow, that we should just have a category where we just say, this is a sideboard card, moving on.
Yeah, definitely. Because, I mean, this card may actually change come Kaladesh, because if Kaladesh is artifact heavy, you know, this may become a main board card, depending on what the meta is. But for right now, yeah, this is just pure sideboard.
Yeah, it has to be. I mean, it's very... Don't get me wrong. I think I like this in most... I would probably put this in the sideboard of most of my white decks, just because it does exile.
Yeah.
So it's very nice against things like if Hangerback Walker suddenly made a huge resurgence, I could see this card being very, very, very good. But as of right now, I think it's a strictly sideboard card.
Yeah, definitely. All right, moving on. We are now past all the commons. We're now on the uncommons.
Oh, boy!
Oh, yeah, we're getting close to the end here. We've got three uncommons, then we got the flip card and the rare.
Oh, boy. So judging by that, that means our flip card is not a rare.
I don't know.
That's right. You haven't even looked yet.
No, I'm literally taking it card by card because I want to be surprised, just as surprised as you.
Oh, man, we might be sitting on absolute gold come the flip card. I love it.
Yeah, it may be a graph rat or something.
It may be something horrible.
All right, our next card is Campaign of Vengeance, which is three colorless, a white and a black enchantment. Whenever a creature you control attacks, defending player loses one life and you gain one life.
All right. All right.
It's forcing us into white-black.
Mm-hmm. And it's forcing us to be aggressive.
But at five cost, fuck.
Oh, Lord. Okay. Let's see.
I mean, you can almost do a black-white ally deck. Like Kalistra Healer and Zulaport Cutthroat and...
Yeah. Yeah.
Because there's some really good cheap allies. And I would only put maximum two of Campaign of Vengeance in there.
Yeah, because I think we would want only two, because we want our curve to top out probably at about three or four, right?
Yeah.
Does this feel like an always watching deck to you?
It could be. Like, I can almost picture this being an ally deck. Rally the allies, or rally the allies, in a sense.
I kind of like that a lot, actually.
We could do always watching in there.
Because I think we will want, if we're doing like an almost white weenies ally deck, I think we're going to want a way to pump our team beyond the allies pumping our team. So I think always watching needs to be in there.
Yeah, let me add in the text rally and see what we get. Kalistra Healer is a four of. Kalistra Healer is the one in a black and has rally. Whenever Kalistra Healer or another ally enters the battlefield under your control, each opponent loses one life and you gain one life.
I like that. I like Lantern Scout for sure.
Lantern Scout, yep.
That's the rally for lifelink.
Yes, I like that. McKindy Patrol for giving all your guys vigilance.
Sure. I don't hate it. Is this... could we have a couple copies of Drana in this deck?
We could. Maybe like two copies?
Yeah, I think just two copies is fine, but it's just another way to pump our guys and make them big. Because I think this is kind of a swarmy deck, isn't it?
I would think so.
This feels kind of swarmy to me. If we're going on that...
Expedition Envoy. Two and a one for one.
I like one that. Bite. If we're going on the drain to win kind of deal, I like Drana's Emissary as well.
Hold on, let me... Oh, yeah, I've got her in my my Aloro deck, EDH deck.
One white-black for a 2-2 flying at the beginning of your upkeep, drain for one. Each opponent loses one life and you gain one life.
Not bad, not bad. I like that.
I mean, this is This is a cool little, like, just drain to win style show.
Drain to win with some aggro behind it.
Yeah. Can we play Zulaport Cutthroat in this deck?
The only way I see that being possible is if we put Nantuko Husk in it, too.
I don't hate that.
I mean, we definitely can.
Or we could put Eili.
Who?
Eili, Eternal Pogrom.
Oh, I forgot all about her.
Most people did.
Yeah. Shit, I'm going to do... Well, let me do three of her? No, two. Two. Yeah, because he's just legendary. And Zulaport with that.
Because this just looks like... I'm just seeing this as like an aggressive deck that like we attack until they get their defenses up. And then we're just like, all right, now I'm going to start just playing all these cards that drain you a whole bunch. And there's no way you can avoid that.
Yeah.
I mean, this is just like the board stall buster 9000, basically.
And two, oh shit, my pop filter just decided to fall off. And then, well shit, if I had four Nantuko Husk, that puts us at 30 creatures. Holy shit, that's a lot.
Yeah, I don't think we want four Nantuko Husk.
That's too.
This isn't really a Nantuko Husk deck so much as it is a swarmy ally deck that uses... I mean, Zulaport, this isn't like the Rally the Ancestors deck. I mean, Zulaport Cutthroat probably is not how we're winning this deck game. So I don't think the Cutthroat, I mean, the Husk is really super necessary where we have to have four of them. I honestly don't even mind just having two or three.
I brought it down to two Nantuko Husk. I brought McKindy Patrol down to two, three. Okay. So we have 27 creatures.
I mean, this just feels like a very creature-heavy deck. And then we have two of our Build Around Me card. And,
then three Always Watching.
Yeah.
And then, shit, how many lands you think? We're at 32 altogether. We did 23 lands?
I think 22 to 23 is just fine. Because we only have one card that's above four mana cost, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we can get away with 22 to 23.
If we did 23, that puts us at 55 cards altogether.
Okay. Yeah, I like 23. I think 23 is a good number. And then we've got five more slots that we can use for... I'm guessing we just want removal spells in those five slots, right? Or...
Do we
even care?
I would think removal would want to go in the sideboard.
Yeah, I guess... I mean, really, I guess we don't even care, right? We're just trying to beat you down.
Yeah, it's... Yeah, we don't care about what our life is or anything. You kill our board, we're just gonna come right back up.
So in that case, do we want to put a couple Gideon in this deck just as another way to pump out more allies?
Yeah, two Gideons would be good. And then hell, we could even do a Kithian too if we wanted to.
Yeah, I don't hate that. I don't hate it. I mean, we're gonna be aggressive enough that we can play it
and do two Kithian.
He's an ally, right?
Is he an ally when he enters? No, he's a human soldier.
He's a human soldier. That's why he always sucked.
I mean, we can get rid of him for not doing the ally. It doesn't bother me.
Yeah, I think we cut him. I mean, if he's not an ally, then he's not going to be synergizing off rally anyway. So I don't. And Big Gideon pumps out allies, so there's more synergy there.
Oh yeah. I'm trying to look at some instants here, sorceries that could help us.
Are there any that are out? I don't think there are any spells really that are ally centric that help us that much, are there? Or or are there even ally-centric spells?
Not that I'm seeing, but I'm just trying to see maybe something that could pump up our whole board that's somewhat cheap.
Oh. Somewhat cheap. I mean, how cheap is cheap?
I wouldn't think anything more than 3. Is anything higher than that, I feel, is just too much. We want to be, hopefully, by turn 4, we don't want to be, we want to be, I don't know, either hopefully killing him close or something.
Yeah, I would guess so.
And too bad Secure the Waste doesn't do allies.
Yeah, no such luck.
Oh, that would be so not broken.
If by not broken you mean absolutely, positively, without a doubt broken.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I mean, okay, I've got one that doesn't pump our team. I mean, it doesn't pump our team necessarily, but it could be a good swing card.
Which one?
Undo Rising. Whenever a creature, it's 1 and a white. Whenever a creature attacks this turn, it gains lifelink until end of turn, and it's got Awaken 4 for 4 and a white. So it's just give my whole team lifelink, turn them sideways.
Well, shit. Too bad there's...
Nope, I found it.
What?
What about Collective Effort?
Oh, I forgot about that one. Yeah!
1 white-white. Put a +1/+1 counter on each creature target player controls.
And that's pretty much all we'd really want it for the most part.
Yeah, and then if we have to, we can just escalate by tapping one of our little dudes to blow something up with power 4 or greater.
I'm putting 3 of those in there just to fill up the 60.
Yeah, I like it. I like that a lot.
Alright, let's get the mana base down. 23 swamp. Two shambling vents, maybe?
I like 2 or even 1. I mean, we maybe...
Yeah, let's do 1.
I think 1 is good. I think we're so aggressive that it's going to be a little slow to try to activate those. So, yeah, I think just 1 is fine.
Shit, and the only... What, black-white... There's a black-white tap land. I don't think we want that, though. Maybe
well,
2
of
there's them?
There's Caves of Coilus.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot about that.
I mean, it's a pain land, but we're going to be gaining so much life anyway that I don't think the pain land really... We don't have to worry about the pain land so much.
Yeah, so 4 of those, maybe 2 of the tap land.
Yeah.
Shit, what is it called? Forsaken Sanctuary.
There we go.
2 Evolving Wilds for mana fixing. And then...
How many of our lands come into play tapped at this point? 3? 2 of those
would be
in 1 Shambling Event?
We'd have 5.
Oh, okay.
1 Shambling Event, 2 Forsaken, 2 Evolving.
Oh, right. Alright, we need to be careful with that, just because since we are an aggressive deck, we don't want to get bogged down with too many tapped lands. But I think we're fine with 4 Caves of Coilus.
Yeah. I think the rest just basics at this point.
Yeah, because there's no more... Like, we don't have Mana Confluence or anything like that anymore, so...
No.
So, yeah. Yeah, I think just basics the rest of the way ought to be fine.
Okay. Alright. Alright, so just do 7 and 7 just for simplicity. Mm-hmm. And this actually seems like a fun deck. I think I would actually try it out just to
sure.
I would. See how it does.
I mean, I would love to see how this... I want to see how much life I could gain with this deck. Because I feel like
I
can kind of go off and just gain a mech ton of life with this.
Yeah, I'm just calling it Ally Aggro or Ally Aggro.
I like it.
All right, let's get on to the next card here. Okay. Let's see, we have Faith Unbroken. three colorless and a white enchantment aura. Enchant creature you control. When Faith Unbroken enters the battlefield, exile target creature an opponent controls until Faith Unbroken leaves the battlefield. Enchanted creature gets +2/+2. Shit, this could go in our deck we just built.
Yeah, actually, it really could.
Shit, you could, if we had to build around it, we could get rid of the two Campaign to Vengeance and just add two of these.
Yeah.
And it's or removal.
I mean, yeah, and I mean, this is really just kind of, even if we had to, a solid sideboard card where it's like, I can't deal with whatever their biggest thing is, you just bring this in.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that. I like that a lot.
All right, let's move on to the next one. Yeah, because there's really, I don't see a reason why to build a whole new deck around it. It's
mm-hmm.
All right. Ooh, this is a good one. Actually, this one's a pretty easy one. We may skip this one too. It is one green, and it is Gnarlwood Dryad. Yep. So he is already seeing a lot of play in all the Delirium decks.
Yeah, I mean, this builds itself. This is just the straight-up green-black Delirium deck. There's no other deck that you can build with this, right?
Not really. I mean, I've even seen him being played in Modern Dredge right now.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn.
Which, you know, it kind of makes sense.
Oh, he is just that good. I mean, even a 1-1 for 1 with Death Touch on its own is a fine card, because it's going to kill anything that it blocks.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that it gets to be a 3-3 for 1 mana if you got Delirium, and if you're playing it in a Dredge deck, then, I mean, holy shit, you better have Delirium or else you're doing Dredge wrong.
So, yep.
Yeah. Yeah, this guy builds himself completely.
Yeah, so, like I said, I don't think we need to really waste time on it, because there's already a lot of Delirium decks out there that already play him.
Nope. To the listeners, just go net deck yourself a nice green black Delirium deck, and there you go. You got four Gnarlwoods in there.
All right, so that was our third. Were you going to say something?
No. I just said moving on.
Okay. All right, so that was our third uncommon. Now here comes the rare.
Oh, boy.
And the rare is, this one's not bad at all. I mean, it's not a money card, but definitely a good card to have in a constructed deck. It is Summary Dismissal.
Summary Dismissal. Ooh, counterspell.
Yeah, if you want to read what it does.
Yes, as soon as I get it pulled up. So Summary Dismissal is 2 blue-blue. Exile all other spells and counter all abilities. It's an instant. So I love this card, actually, a lot. Just because it's basically a counter spell that has a stifle attached to it.
Yeah.
And that makes me happy. So I think this is just a straight up control deck all the way.
Yeah, I mean, I've also seen this played in that Simic Crush deck that was on Star City Games.
Oh, I didn't see that deck.
Yeah, I think he may have played one or two copies. I can't remember if it was sideboard or mainboard, though.
What was the plan with that deck? I haven't seen it. That's why I'm asking.
Basically, here, let me pull it up, see if I can find it here. Because I know basically the whole plan was just to stall the game until he can... It was basically a control deck where he just stalls the game and then just fucks your life.
What did he win with? Do you remember?
He, Crush of Tentacles was the win condition.
Oh, okay.
Where is it? Is it not? It was just in one of the recent Star City Games opened. Here we go. Simic Aggro. No, not... Was it this one? Yeah.
You can never trust Star City Games' naming conventions.
Yeah, it's very fucking weird. But he has 18 creatures, Bounding Crisis, Den Protector, Elvish Visionary, Emrakul, Hangerback, Ishkana, Jace, Nissa, Noose Constrictor, and Void Grafter.
Oh, did you say Noose Constrictor?
Yep, the Mongoose.
Oh my god, I love that card so much. I'm glad somebody put that in the constructed deck. That card is so awesome.
Yeah, he got 8th place, actually, with it.
That is sick.
And then it has Clash of Wills, Crush of Tentacles, and Mrs. Pilgrimage.
Oh god, I'm playing this deck. Zuby, I am playing this deck.
Let me link it to you.
Yeah, link that to me. I am playing this deck. Oh my god.
It looked a lot of fun.
Oh, damn, I'm in love.
Yeah, two Kioras, three Oath of Nyssa. Yeah, it has Summary Dismissal on the sideboard, one of them. But yeah, basically it's all about, getting Crush of Tentacles out.
Oh my god, this plays Ishkana as well. Oh, yeah, I'm in love. I'm playing this deck.
And then basically he plays Den Protector to return the Crush of Tentacles back.
Yeah. I mean, that's what this is. This is just a Crush of Tentacles deck. Oh my god.
So, this deck, this card is already seeing a lot of constructed play for a lot of the more... It's mainly a sideboard card from everything that I've seen.
Yeah, I mean, it's... There are... Let's put it this way. There are better counter spells that are cheaper, but the thing about this card that is nice is the stifle that's attached to it. But that is still a very sideboard-esque type thing. I mean, you don't want... Even when you're playing Legacy, you don't want stifle in every matchup. That's a card that's easily boarded out. Yeah, I think this is mostly because I would just rather be playing better counter spells. Like I would probably play Void Shatter main board over Summary Dismissal, even though I like this card a lot.
All right, man. Well, I am at the last card, our flip card, and I was really, really close guessing what it was, and it's Midnight Scavengers.
Oh.
Yeah. So Midnight Scavengers is the 4 and a black human rogue. When Midnight Scavengers enters the battlefield, you may return target creature card converted mana cost 3 or less from your graveyard to your hand, and it melds with Graphrats. And when it melds, it becomes... Crap, what does it become? I've only got the bottom half.
What is it? Skittering something? Or... I'm pulling it up. What is it? Come here, you.
Oh, Chittering Host.
There it is.
And it's a 5/6 with haste and menace, and when Chittering Host enters the battlefield, other creatures you control get +1/+0 and gain menace until end of turn. So, this is the really common meld card that I see a lot in draft.
Yeah, well, it's the only meld combo that you can basically guarantee that you can get in draft.
Yeah.
That being said, it is backbreaking. Like, if you actually meld this, like if you get this to go off, it's pretty much I win on the spot every time.
In limited, yeah.
Yeah, in limited. Now, in constructed, it's not going to be nearly as good because there's a lot more removal and a lot more ways to fuck up meld. But in limited, like I've played about 10 drafts so far, and every time that I've actually been able to draft. I've been able to draft that 3 times, and I have won that draft every time.
Damn, that's nice.
It's so good. I mean, if you got any other creatures on the battlefield, this is just like you're not blocking me, and I'm winning this game. End of story. Yeah. You deal with this now. But yeah, it's stupid, broken, and limited. In constructed, I don't know. Like, are we trying to meld? Like, if we're building a deck, is that going to be our end goal in mind by putting this card in the deck? Do we have to have Graphrats in there, or are we going to try to meld?
I mean, I don't see why you wouldn't want to meld.
Well, I don't see why you wouldn't either, but, yeah. Like, how aggressive are we building this deck with the meld of these two cards in mind? Like, are we doing, like, a swarm-style strategy where we put a bunch of little guys out, and then we meld these two, and we swing for a billion, or what's our plan here?
Oh, jeez. God, how would we do this?
I think it's got to be a swarm deck. Just because...
Yeah, I mean, but what would we do? Just mono black?
good. I think you could. What does a Chittering Host say? Does it? It doesn't have any restriction to the creatures that get the buff, right?
No, it's all creatures.
And then Midnight Scavenger. It's just converted creature. Target creature card with converted mana cost 3 or less from your graveyard. So what if we did this? What if we did like a white-black, instead of, we've done an aggressive allies deck. What if we did a white-black aggressive humans deck that played this on the top end of its curve? And then we could play some of the low cost value humans like Draven Inspector and maybe Knight of the White Orchid. We play the good white black humans. We put Graft Rats in there, obviously. And then our goal is just kind of fill our board with little dorks and then meld this guy and swing for a billion.
Yeah, we could do that.
Because he's a human himself, right? The Midnight Scavenger?
Yes, he is a human rogue.
So we can get some human synergy out of that. He's just so expensive.
I know. That's where it's tough.
5 mana is so much. I mean, you're getting a ton. If you're able to meld, you're getting a ton. But, yeah, 5 mana is so much.
I mean, that's where we can slow it down a little bit, since, you know, we definitely have the Always Watching in there. The Graft Rats. I'd say 4 copies of Graft Rats and Midnight Scavengers. Just,
it goes to your hand.
Yeah.
Okay. What if we did Hangerback Walker in this deck?
We could do that.
Because when it's in the graveyard, correct me if I'm wrong, but when it's in the graveyard, it has technically a converted mana cost of 0, right?
Yeah.
So it would.
Okay, sorry about that, guys. The recording died on us because the programs that we use are really fucking awesome. So,
damn you, technology!
Alright, so we left off with you saying adding Hangerback Walker to the deck, and then it is a converted mana cost of 0.
Yeah, so like what I'm envisioning here is kind of still a, we could still do kind of a slower swarm strategy where we, you know, we put out a Hangerback Walker, we find a way to pop that sucker.
Well, the only downside with Hangerback Walker, it doesn't affect, Always Watching isn't going to affect the tokens.
Oh, that's a good point too.
Oh, we could probably nix the Hangerback Walker.
Yeah.
Shit. Well, let me just take a look at what Mono White Humans plays as far as creatures for the most part.
Draven Inspector, Knight of the White Orchid.
This is not a Mono White Humans deck. That is Bant Humans.
I don't think there have been too many mono-white humans decks around anymore. They're either red-white or Bant humans now.
True. There's Town Gossipmonger.
Yeah. I don't hate that guy. I don't think he's great, but I don't hate him.
I mean, are there any other black cards that could benefit us as far as creatures go?
That are humans? Oh no. Okay. I'm looking at some more mono white humans. I mean, we got the obvious Thalia's Lieutenant.
Yeah.
Oh. This is another West This is another Abbey deck.
Ooh, let me put a Westvale Abbey in there.
Yeah, I like at least one Westvale Abbey. I mean, we could play some of the crappier human, like, if we want to. I mean, how aggressively human, like, if we're doing the human aggressive plan, like, are we playing a bunch of one drops, or are we going to try to string our curve out a little bit further since we're playing a five drop?
I think we'd want to be able to string the curve out a little bit more, not do completely aggressive, at least do more tempo.
Yeah.
Type deck.
Well, then why don't we do... Okay, because black... Okay, here's the advantage of having black. If we're doing a little bit of a wider curve with a tempo feel, at that point, I think we get access to all the good black and white-black removal. Right?
Okay.
So we get to play stuff like... I mean, we could play Declaration in Stone. We could play Anguish Unmaking. If we're feeling frisky, I guess we can try to do Grasp of Darkness. I don't think our mana is going to be good enough for that, but we can try.
Yeah.
But I think that's how we gain our tempo, is by curve. Like, we'll just make our curve a little bit wider. Maybe we don't even have to stick with the full humans plan. We just do like a white-black value. Yeah, like just a white-black value deck.
Yeah, I like where you're going with this. I'm trying to think of what else we could do.
Well, we could play, I mean, just some of the good... I mean, we can go up to five with our curve, so we could even play Kalidus in this deck. He's not human, but I think we just throw the human synergy idea kind of to the wayside and just go for... Because, let me just... How are we feeling on always watching? We want that in the deck, right? Or do we?
Yeah. I say we would, because maybe not a four of, maybe a two or three of. I think.
Yeah, I think a three of is fine, and it doesn't have any stipulation beyond non-token.
Yeah.
So Kalidus loses a little value there, so maybe we don't play Kalidus. Could we play... I mean, how much do you like the human synergy? Like, is Thalia's Lieutenant and Knight of the White Orchid and stuff like that, is that good enough to make it a human's deck? Or do we just kind of get away from humans entirely?
I like Thalia's Lieutenant and Thraben Inspector. Thraben Inspector for the clue and Thalia's for the 1-1 counters. Okay. But Knight of the White Orchid, it's just the double white that I'm concerned about.
Yeah, that's a good point. Especially since we have to play... We obviously have to play Draft Rats, and we have to play Midnight Scavengers.
Yeah. So I got rid of the Knight of the White Orchid.
What do we have right now?
We have 4 Graph Rats, 4 Midnight Scavengers, 4 Thalias, 4 Thravens, 3 Always Watching, 3 Anguish, 1 Westvale, and 3 Declaration.
Okay. How many cards is that?
That's 26 so far.
26. Do we want more creatures, or should we go for more tempo or removal spells?
I think we could get away with more creatures. I think we could be comfortable anywhere from 20 to 23 creatures.
Okay.
But what other ones can we put in?
We could play... No, I hate that. No, I hate that too.
All right. What about this card?
All right.
Well, no, because we don't have enough enchantments. I was thinking of Blightcaster. 3 and yeah. A black. When you cast an enchantment spell, you may have target creature get -2/-2.
Yeah, I don't think we have enough
enchantments for that now. What else is there? You there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, I just got really quiet because I was trying to think of something.
Oh, no, it's okay.
Gosh, I'm not seeing...
Do Thalia.
Oh.
Maybe two of her.
Duh. Well, maybe duh. I mean, Thalia just reads opponent's stuff,
yeah.
Right?
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. I like Thalia.
And if we're doing black white, should we do Ollie again or Ailey?
Ailey? Nah. I don't know, because we're not really going for. There's nothing that we can sacrifice really to get that much value, right?
No, not really.
Yeah, I don't like that. Maybe, well, actually, how heavy are we on the three? Actually, you know what? That's a bad plan entirely. Never mind that. What about Stasis Snare? I know that's not a creature, but it's kind of a good catch-all.
It is. The only thing I'm worried about is the double white.
Yeah.
Silk Wrap isn't even seeing play anymore. No, that's more of a sideboard now.
Yeah, I think that's more of a sideboard card. I mean, I would probably put it in the sideboard of this deck, but I think that is a sideboard card. Well, it's another double color, but what about... How often do you think we're going to have stuff dying? Could we justify running Heretical Healer in this deck? Liliana?
I mean, it'll definitely happen.
Yeah. We don't have any ways to, like, guarantee that she flips, so I don't think this is the right deck for her.
Yeah, no, I don't think so.
How many cards are we short?
We're at 28 right now.
Oh, wow, we're short a lot.
Yeah. Hasn't I even thought about how many lands?
I think we're running 23 to 24 lands in this deck, right?
24 seems like a lot.
We could get away with 22 to 23, maybe.
Let's try 23.
Okay. I don't like running 21.
Oh, no.
It's just because of the 5 mana cost. What about Secure the Waste?
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
I mean, that's a spell that can just make us a whole bunch of humans on the fly. I mean, it doesn't synergize well with Always Watching, but is it good enough that we don't care? I mean, they're going to get pumped. Thalia's lieutenant's going to pump them anyway, right? Because they're humans, or are they soldiers?
They are warriors.
Oh. Balls. Never mind.
Yeah, no.
Screw you, Secure the Waste.
I know, we tried. Oh, shit. What else is there? There's got to be more. Because it's just really easy to just start adding white weenie. I mean, we could do Expedition Envoy as another one drop.
The Dragon Hunter, whatever he is.
Or Dragon... Yeah, Dragon Hunter could be... Well, dragons don't even see a lot of play right now, though.
No. I was just thinking of one drops with two.
Yeah. Power. Is Dragon Hunter a human? Yeah, it's a human warrior.
What about...
Dude, Town Gossip Monger.
It's not bad. I mean, I don't hate him. And he flips to a 2/3. I mean, he's big. He is big.
And with the Always Watching, becomes even better.
Yeah, I think I like it. I think I like that.
Let me see here. That puts us at 54, because I put 4 town gossip mongers. It's 22 creatures. I think that's plenty. 22 creatures?
Yeah, that seems like enough. Are we? How do we feel about playing Griffspoon in this deck?
Yeah, I was thinking that too, for the flying, for the evasion.
Yeah.
Because it's... I guess we really want to decide, are we... Since we're trying to go tempo mid-range, do we want Griffspoon in there? Because that seems more of an aggressive card than anything.
That's a good point.
I mean, like, it's a really good card, but would we want to put that in or slot in some removal or something like that?
I think we're probably better off slotting in some more catch-all removal. Like, something... We want something that's going to hit a wide assortment of things, right?
I mean, we could do Ultimate Price.
How do you feel about Angelic Purge?
Angelic Purge, that's the where you have to sack a something. Sack a permanent. For your artifact, creature, or enchantment. I mean, you most of the time only using it for creatures.
Yeah. I don't think I like it as much as I thought.
No, because you'd want Declaration in Stone would do way more than... what that does.
Yeah.
Ultimate Price, God, as much as I say I'd want to put it in there, that still feels sideboard.
I think there are better options, probably, to Ultimate Price. I mean, especially if we're lengthening our curve a little bit, if we want something like that, we could just play Murder. And that's just straight up better.
Yeah.
Ultimate Price. Or Ruinous Path. To give us some game against Planeswalkers. We could do a little bit of hand disruption, maybe.
With Duress or something? Or Transgress the Mind?
Transgress was what I was thinking of.
Oh, that's colorless. That's right. Target player reveals his or her hand. You choose a card from it. We convert a mana cost 3 or greater and exile that card.
So that picks off most of the stuff we would be worried about. Like, I'm thinking this deck is going to be very weak to Languish.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm thinking maybe Transgress the Mind so that we can pick out their Languish. Just get it out of there.
Yeah, I see where you're going with that. I put in 2 Murder as well and 2 Transgress. Or would we want to do 1 more Transgress?
I think we could just do, honestly, 1 Murder.
1 just Murder? As, okay.
Murder is fine, but it is 3 mana, and we have really good removal in the form of Declaration in Stone and Anguish I'm making.
True, yeah.
So I think 1 Murder is probably still fine, just as a decent catch-all can kill anything. But I think I like the idea of having 3 Transgress the Mind. You probably are going to want more than 1 look at their hand.
Yeah.
And I mean, if every deck, pretty much every deck right now, the 4 mana slot is where they're the most dangerous, if you think about it. Like the white-green decks, Gideon is probably one of the more dangerous cards in their deck, or Avacyn.
Yeah.
Languish is 4 mana. Collected Company is 4 mana. So Transgress really hits everything we want to hit that's going to wreck our day. So I think having 3 Transgress feels good.
Yeah, it does. Let's see what else. Oh, you know what? I just thought of it. What about... Because we also have to worry about Kozilek's Return, too. That's becoming a little bit more popular.
That's a good point.
What about Repel the Abominable?
Well, what does that do?
It's 1 and a white, prevent all damage that would be dealt this turn by non-human sources.
Ooh.
I mean, I know that'd be more sideboard than anything, but yeah. Since we are playing a little bit of the longer game...
I think I still like it. just because it does hit a wide array of things. And I mean, even I don't dislike this at all.
Because we want to, for transgress would be against the board wipes, for languish, repel against, you know, burn.
Right.
Murder, anguish, and declaration for clearing the board. Yeah, this seems like wouldn't be too bad.
And then how we win is basically just get that meld to go off with a couple extra creatures on the battlefield and swing home, right?
Yep, pretty much.
Turn them sideways. I like it. I mean, it's simple and it seems concise. I'm a fan.
Yeah, so let me add in the land. Since we are a little bit slower, I'm going to put in 3 Forsaken Sanctuary. Cave of Koilos, 4 of.
I think you can add an extra, and I think we will want an extra Shambling Vent as well. Instead of just, we just had the 1 before, I think we want to go up to 2. Just because that Shambling Vent's going to help us push the game late in a pinch as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we want at least 2 Shambling Vents.
Yeah, that sounds good. So that puts us at 10 lands, so 13. White seems to be a little bit heavier, so we could do 7 plains and 6 swamps.
Yeah, that seems fine.
All right, so that puts us at 60, and we can call this, it's melding time.
I like
it. Yeah. Yeah, I know, cheesy pun, but whatever. No, but that is it. That was our last card of the pack. Yeah, I'm definitely going to be splitting this in half here. It's a bit of a longer episode, but I just wanted to thank you for coming on, and we're going to have to do this when Kaladesh comes out.
Oh, absolutely. I this is probably the most fun that I've had building these things. Like, just brainstorming building decks is so much fun. This was an absolute blast.
Yeah, so to end with, we have, as far as complete deck list, I mean, there's no sideboard in any of them. We have 8 deck lists, and I'm going to be posting them online. Probably when both episodes come out, I'll post them online, but I'll send you the deck list so you can take a look at them and try any of them out whenever you want.
Well, I know there's going to be at least a couple of them that I'm going to try.
Yeah.
I think we actually built a couple of these decks, I think, are actually winning decks, dude. I don't think we were trying to do that, but I think we really did do that.
No, definitely. No, I'm definitely going to try some of them out and help May film it too, or stream it, whatever.
Yeah. That'd be sweet.
No, but yeah, we're going to have to do this when Kaladesh comes out, and this could be like a once a set thing that we could do, because it's fun. Because I had a lot of fun doing it by myself with Shadows, and with you, it's been a lot of fun. It's just getting that other person in there to, you know, because you were thinking of stuff that I wasn't thinking of. And
it's always good to have somebody to bounce ideas off of.
Yeah.
And I will do this anytime. This was way too much fun. I had a blast.
All right, man. Well, it is getting late, and yeah, I might be going to game day tomorrow, so I don't know.
All right. Well, hey, good luck, man. And you and your bank company.
Oh, I know.
Hope you take it down and win that pretty Liliana play, man.
We'll see. All right, man.
All right. Get some breast soup. We'll talk to you.
All right. Have a good one.
All right. Good night.